This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel 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 it.
Day 11 of quarantine. Day 11 since I tested positive for COVID-19. And also day 11 of this special podcast series exclusive to VFM 88.1. My name is Nkosi Mnisi. I am a broadcaster at VFM and also a first year student at the University of the Witwatersrand. Now today, I wanted us to talk about what research is showing in terms of COVID-19. But I first wanted us to start here. According to the World Health Organization, using available preliminary data, the median time from onset to clinical recovery for mild cases is approximately 2 weeks, and 3 to 6 weeks for patients with severe or critical disease. And most people, about 80%, recover from the disease without needing special treatment. And I am fortunate enough to say that I am one of those people in that approximately 80%. So I wanted us to talk in depth about that. What does that mean? So what does recovering in approximately 2 weeks mean? Now, this first means that you probably, or chances of you having any underlying conditions, such as diseases that prove to be fatal in South Africa. And we're looking at about a couple of those diseases. Number one is tuberculosis. And we also have at number two, diabetes. And then at number three, we have any condition affecting the heart. Thereafter, we have any condition affecting the lungs. So people that usually recover within the 2 week period are people that do not have any underlying conditions. And it is also important to note that COVID-19 has no cure at the moment. We have no vaccine and we have no treatment for COVID-19. The only thing that can be treated are symptoms. So if you're showing any symptoms, from a cough to a high fever to difficulty breathing, there are other symptoms such as being weak, your body being in constant pain, chest pains, you know, a stomach ache or a tummy bug, and sweating, which is indication of a high fever. If you're showing any of those symptoms and then you test and then you are found positive, the symptoms are treated. Whether you have to be hospitalized, whether they're treated at home, whether you have to treat them with over-the-counter medicine or traditional herbs that you may have found to work for such symptoms, they are just a treatment. All the methods I've just mentioned are just treatment of the symptoms. They're not a cure. They're not treatment for COVID-19. The virus has no treatment. So that is very, very important to note. So the treatment of the symptoms can happen in various ways or stages. For some people, it's more severe. They are put in hospital and have to be put on oxygen, on ventilators if need be, and they usually put in isolation wards or in intensive care or high care wards. And for me, I've been fortunate enough to not have severe symptoms. So my symptoms, as I've been mentioning, were the cough, the constant headache, the fever, and the mild chest pains. Apart from that, I had no other symptoms, and I treated those symptoms with over-the-counter medication and also antibiotics prescribed by my general practitioner. So those I was able to treat at home. So I just wanted to give you an insight of how recovering from someone who has no underlying issues is. So now let's talk about recovering from someone with these critical conditions, such as your tuberculosis, your diabetes, your lung problems or diseases relating or illnesses relating to the lungs or illnesses relating to the heart, and all other, a vast majority, the list is endless in terms of those diseases. That is a more delicate process. And I'm no doctor and I'm no expert, but having just done research and reading on that, it is found that people with underlying conditions, the process of treating their symptoms is more delicate. They are the ones that are usually in the ICUs and the high care centers, the isolation wards, needing admission into a hospital, or hospitalization, and needing the sort of, you know, so that the illnesses that are there do not become heightened and then, be fatal in that regard. So those are the people that it takes a bit longer for them to recover. And unfortunately, some do not recover from COVID-19 and all the underlying issues that have been now heightened by discovery of COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2, which is, so when they test your sample, they look for the presence of COVID-19. So they look if this, I want to find the exact name. I want to find the exact name so that I'm giving accurate info. This is what they look for within your sample. So that sample, it comes from the test that is conducted, which is, the earbud that either goes down your nostril or your oral cavity. So your mouth. Here we go. It is SARS. So SARS. /COV/2. So if this is present within your sample, that means you have COVID-19. So I just wanted us today to look at those two perspectives to say people with underlying conditions and people without underlying conditions and how it affects those. I am in the ones with no underlying conditions. So I've been fortunate enough to be able to treat my symptoms at home and to be able to recover from home within the 2 weeks period. And my doctor actually said, when I start not presenting symptoms, it could possibly mean the virus is no longer there. There's no assurance of that, but chances of it being there are very, very slim. I could choose to retest or not to retest based on whether I'm presenting symptoms or not. Right? So I'm going to choose to retest because there's certain avenues in my life that require me to produce proof, which is a conversation we can have another day, is that, it's really hard for some people to, or organizational structures, whether it be work or school, to just accept your word of mouth. They need proof. So we can have the conversation another day. That also goes into the whole discrimination and stereotype thing, which I touched on yesterday a bit. But for now, that's where I want to wrap it up. And I want to reiterate that COVID-19 has no cure at the moment, no vaccine and no treatment. However, you can treat your symptoms and you can recover within a certain period, depending on whether you have underlying or no underlying medical condition. So I want to leave it at that. Remember to take care. When you go out there, wear your masks in public, sanitize, keep your social distance. If you have no reason or no business being outside, stay at home. We can and we will beat this. Have yourselves a fantastic evening. God bless. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1. Or stream via www.vofm.co.za.